p.m. according to the WMFO digital clock. You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. And now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2.5-ish of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dog daring you since 1990. Even if Bob Cohen didn't tell me to do that, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, coming up right about now. It is time for the Radio Obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. Why again tonight? Well, you know, we've got this ridiculously large backlog. We've talked about it over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. And you know what Bob Cohen said? He said, I think you ought to do an all-Radio Obituary episode. That'll help. And who knows better than Bob, our director of minutia. So thanks to the suggestion of Bob Cohen, we are doing yet another All Radio Obituary episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. We'll talk about our Radio Obituary statistics much later in tonight's program, but for now, let's just jump right in and do what you know we're going to do right away, which is remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org, and then turn our attention to the initial Radio Obituary for Tommy West, the American record producer and singer-songwriter who started off his career way back in 1958 with the Criterions, a doo-wop group who had a pop chart hit with I Remain Truly Yours. He went on to great success in the 1970s as the producer of the first three Jim Croce albums that he also sang on, and had a long career as a producer where he worked with so many artists, including Judy Rodman, Holly Dunn, The Girls Next Door, Ed Bruce, and many, many others. Tommy West just passed away at 78. It's the initial Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Tingling, moving down the boulevard, looking for the heart of sound. driving on down the boulevard, looking for the heart of Saturday night.
Initial radio obituary is for Heinrich Olin, the Swedish bass player known for his work with the Black Ingvars, who describe themselves as a dance metal band known for their interpretations of Swedish dance band songs and children's songs. I do not know Heinrich Olin's age, but it is the post initial radio obituary just for him right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Jag har irrat runt ett tag utan väg och mål, fyllt min tid med drömmar, mat och alkohol. Ett enda litet felsteg och vipsen bruten fot. Jag skrek till mig själv, din jubelidiot. Du gav mig den gratis, en fet, fet smäll. Du gav mig den gratis, en fet, fet smäll. Tack ska du ha, det gjorde du bra. En fet smäll. Jag ringde till mitt arbete, min röst var len och mjuk. 540204, jag är sjuk. I andra ändan luren sa chefen min till mig, hädan efter klarar vi oss helt utan dig. Han gav mig den gratis, en fet, fet smäll. Han gav mig den gratis, en fet, fet smäll. Tack ska du ha, det gjorde du bra. En fet smäll. Ju mera något kostar, ju bättre ska det vara. Men det är inte alltid som det bästa är bra. Sanningen är ofta kontroversiell. Allt Du mötte mig i dörren och blicken sa adjö. Min första tanke var att utan dig då vill jag dö. Men när jag sen förstod att det var så det skulle bli, i det ögonblicket var det jag som var fri. Sanningen är alltid lika aktuell. Allt som jag behövde var en fet, fet smäll. Du gav mig den gratis, en fet, fet smäll. Du gav mig den gratis, en fet, fet smäll. Tack ska du ha, det gjorde du bra. Du gav mig den gratis,
en fet, fet smäll. En fet, fet smäll. En fet, fet smäll.
Du gav mig den gratis,
en fet, fet smäll.
Du gav mig den gratis,
en fet, fet smäll. Changing it to something new. My pride was hurt, I was in the dirt. I'm changing it to something new. I'm changing it to something new. There you go, heart and soul. But I'm moving up to something new. My pride was there, I was in despair. But I'm changing it to something new. Changing it to something new. She never trust when feeling down the most. Moving up to something good. My head hung down like a crying clown. But I'm changing it to something new. I'm changing it to something new. Changing into something, changing into something, changing into something new. Changing, moving, I'm changing into something new. Moving, changing, I'm changing into something new. I'm changing into something new. Changing into something new. I'm changing into something. Changing into something. Changing into something new.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We are in an all-radio obituary episode, as advised by our director of minutia, Bob Cohen. Thank you, Bob. But let's move along to the next radio obituary for David McPhail, the New Zealand comedic actor and writer whose television career spanned four decades. He won his first major fame on the sketch comedy show A Week of It, starting way back in 1977. It was one of the earliest New Zealand comedy shows both to satirize politicians and win a wide audience. David McPhail just passed away at 76. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Good evening, listeners. Tonight, the Maori language. Where has it come from? Where is it going? And where, as we say, is it at? What relevance does it have for today's urban society? For example, the phrase, tēnā koe, karakatoa tēnā hei pipi, or hurry, please fill this flax basket with eels, is of little use when applying for a housing corporation loan. A man who is attempting to update the language is Professor of Maori Studies and Auckland car wrecker, Vince Slipe. Vince, I believe you've created a number of new words and indeed published a phrasebook of expressions designed for urban life in the 70s.
That is so, yes. I call it Honest Vince's Ponsonby Passwords. I mean, expressions like throw your mirror at the mower are of little use in selecting quality used car parts from my wrecking yard. And similarly, somebody wanting a diff, say, for a 1954 Zephyr would be in some difficulty, if you'll excuse the pun, if all he could say to me was, look, look, my canoe is full of pippies. However, with my book, he can turn to the large section on selecting quality used car parts from my yard and say, E fatu te patanui.
Which means?
That is a beautiful mudguard. Can I buy it?
To which you reply, ne o te fatu. What does that mean?
Well, it means, yes, it is a fine mudguard and hardly needs any straightening at all. My young purchaser will then turn to the small section in my book entitled Cash Transactions and inquire of me, te rangi a ringarosies. Or how much?
Yes, and I notice in your book you only list one possible response to that question, and that is te oringa o ata.
Yes, that means it'll cost you all the money you've got and the deeds to your ancestral land in Apotiki.
But surely a person buying, say, a packet of chewing gum wouldn't hand over all that, and not if they had any sense.
True, but about one in five do. You see, Maori is a very rich tongue, and I want some of that richness to rub off on me.
Yes, but your phrasebook only seems to be useful to people who want to buy used car parts. I mean, how else could a person use te erangi e uku? Or this broken radiator is a bargain at $90. Or e runga te fatu, which means you have an honest face, Mr. Slipe. Please tear up that guarantee.
Well, you must agree that that's certainly of more use to your average urban Maori than hurry, hurry, the toa rowers are escaping. And besides, at the back of my book, you'll find a list of words that are invaluable to today's urban Maori. For example, e rangi tiki transactor te potanui a te rapa, which of course means, have you heard the scratchings from te rapa, rangi?
Mr. Slipe, do you hope your book will improve cultural understanding?
Oh, yes. You see, I believe it is the God-given right of any young person to walk proudly into my car wrecking yard and buy freely from the wide range of quality parts without shame or embarrassment.
Mr. Slipe, thank you. Or can I say, hairira?
Well, you could, but I wouldn't advise it.
Why?
Well, because in my book, that now means, would you like to sleep with my wife?
I don't like the sound of that. That's a speaker gone, you know. And aren't they getting expensive these days? This means the other speaker is now overloaded and likely to... See what I mean?
The cleanup radio obituary is for George Marjanovic, the Serbian and Yugoslav singer. He rose to fame in the late 1950s with a theatrical onstage performance, and during the 60s, he had a large number of hit songs, becoming the first superstar of Yugoslav popular music. He also achieved large fame in the Soviet Union, and due to his onstage performance and inclusion of foreign rock and roll hits into his repertoire, he was often described as one of the pioneers of the Yugoslav rock scene. He just passed away at 89. It's the Cleanup Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Mladi le italiano te l'uno I te odame lutao pros Mexico pitao da me di sogni all'ico bar da ibra tu me di sono Mexico sombrero y guitarra y grao y febao me disono México la dile italiana de runos y teodán febao
Mexico, we grow. Grow Mexico, it's all I say. I grew Mexico, Mexico.
Ringeringeraia, došo cinka paja. Reči ove, nikom nisu nove. Tako lepo zvuče, nikoga ne muče. Ta je rima ista i u ritmu twista. Svi se njišu, ubrzano dišu. I u ritmu twista, svako lice blista. Ringe, ringe, raja, došao čika paja. Ritam vodi, twist je sad u modi. Igra nema kraja, kao ringe raja. Ringeringeraja, došao čika paja. Reči ove, nikom nisu nove. Tako lepo zvuče, nikoga ne muče. Ta je rima ista i u ritmu twista. Svi se njišu, ubrzano dišu. I u ritmu twista, svako lice blista. Ringe, ringe, raja, došao čika paja. Ring, ring, raja, igri nema kraja. Kaže čika Kosta, nikad nije dosta. Kaže čika Kosta, nikad nije dosta.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we're on to the radio obituary for Donald Rumsfeld, the American politician, government official, and businessman. He served as Secretary of Defense from 75 to 77 under Gerald Ford, and then again under George W. Bush from 2001 to 2006. Donald Rumsfeld just passed away at 88, because I know everybody's been telling you all about him all week. But hey, let's take the Bubbles in the Think Tank look at the radio obituary for Donald Rumsfeld right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
When I come to Billville, I had another name, but the city ordinance makes us all the same. Oh, Afghanistan.
Oh, Afghanistan.
I love Billville like a native son. I changed my name to Bill so I feel more like one. Oh, Afghanistan.
Save us from Babylon. If they can take your name away, can't they take us too?
They do.
I live in Billville on a street named Bill, near the corner of Bill Street and Bill. Oh, Afghanistan.
Oh, Afghanistan.
I love Billville with a fierce pride. I look for a girl named Bill to be Bill's bride. Oh, Afghanistan.
Save us from Babylon. If they can take your name away, can't they take us too?
They can, you know.
I work in the Bill Building with a boss named Bill. Gonna have three kids, name them Bill, Bill, Bill. Oh, Afghanistan.
Oh, Afghanistan.
We believe in a big god named Bill, the first and last of the house of Bill. Oh, Afghanistan.
Save us from Babylon. If they can take your name away, can't they take us too?
Stretch out our hands. Welcome all Bills to the promised land. Oh, Afghanistan.
Oh, Afghanistan.
If in your heart you want to change our name to Fred, I and I prayed a big Bill to strike you dead. Oh, Afghanistan.
Save us from Babylon. If they can take your name away, can't they take us too? Oh, Afghanistan, save us from Babylon. If they can take your name away, can't they take us too? If they can take your name away, can't they take us too?
No. chase you. When I catch you, you won't let me embrace you. Please, baby, have a heart, 'cause can't you see? You're torturing me. Torturing me. This torture that I'm going through is worth the pain if I have you. So if you love me, you see, you're torturing me, torturing me.
It's the same picture of some person walking out of some building with a vase. It's the same picture of some person walking out of some building with a vase. It's the same picture, and you see it 20 times. It's the same picture.
Before and we kicked his butt again. Hussein, he was strutting, he said that he could win. But we went and got him, we got him in the end. Well, we kicked his butt before and we kicked his butt again. Hussein, he was strutting, he called the Arabs in. They shook their heads and ran away, they knew he could not win. 'Cause we kicked his butt before and we kicked his butt again. We got him in the hiney, he knew he could not win. Hussein, he was strutting, he said that he could win. He thought that he could scare us with his gas again. But we kicked his butt before, and we kicked his butt again. We got him in the hiney, we got him in the end. We got him in the hiney, we got him in.
There will certainty as to what it is, and it will be known, and it will be known to you.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We are in an all-radio obituary episode of the show tonight. Working through that backlog, you know how we need to do it. But we're on to the radio obituary now for Alex Dobkin, the American folk singer and songwriter and lesbian feminist activist. She began her career in 1962 performing in the Greenwich Village coffeehouse scene, playing with the likes of Bob Dylan and Buffy St. Marie. She enjoyed a small but devoted audience and was called a women's music legend by Spin Magazine, pithy by The Village Voice, and uncompromising in the New York Times Magazine. She was even called a troublemaker by the FBI. Alex Dobkin just passed away at 80. It's her radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
Now we have the radio obituary for Louis Wagner, the Brazilian singer, composer, and multi-instrumentalist. He just passed away at 73. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Você saiu na rua e brincou. Se passa por essa cabeça grilenta e por esse coração tão sentimental. Foi você mesmo quem quis assim. E nosso caso perdido agora está no fim. Foi você mesmo quem quis assim. E nosso caso perdido agora está no fim. Mas foi agora que o carnaval passou, que você saiu na rua e brincou. Se passa por essa cabeça grilenta e por esse coração tão sentimental. Foi você mesmo quem quis assim. E nosso caso perdido agora está no fim. Foi você mesmo quem quis assim. E nosso caso perdido agora está no fim. Mas foi justamente agora que o carnaval passou, passou, que você saiu na rua e brincou. Se passa por essa cabeça grilenta e por esse coração tão sentimental. Enquanto você brincava na avenida, eu por aí cuidava desta vida. Foi agora que o carnaval passou, que você saiu na rua e brincou. Passa por essa cabeça grilenta e por essa ação tão sentimental. Lá, lá, lá.
Baixo pra poder subir, tô bem de cima pra poder cair, tô dividindo pra poder sobrar, desperdiçando pra poder faltar, devagarinho pra poder caber, bem de leve pra não perdoar, tô estudando pra saber ignorar, eu tô aqui comendo para vomitar. Eu tô te explicando pra te confundir, eu tô te confundindo pra te esclarecer. Tô iluminado pra poder cegar, tô ficando cego pra poder guiar. Eu tô te explicando pra te confundir, eu tô te confundindo pra te esclarecer. Tô iluminado pra poder cegar, tô ficando cego pra poder guiar. Suavemente pra poder rasgar, olho fechado pra te ver melhor, com alegria pra poder chorar, desesperado pra ter paciência, carinhoso pra poder ferir, lentamente pra não atrasar, atrás da vida pra poder morrer, eu tô me despedindo pra poder voltar. Eu tô te explicando pra te confundir, eu tô te confundindo pra te esclarecer. Tô iluminado pra poder cegar, Tô ficando cego pra poder guiar.
Eu tô te explicando pra te confundir. Eu tô te confundindo pra te esclarecer.
Eu tô iluminado pra poder cegar. Tô ficando cego pra poder guiar.
Eu tô te explicando pra te confundir. Eu tô te confundindo
pra te esclarecer.
Eu tô iluminado pra poder cegar. E tô ficando cego pra poder guiar.
Pra te confundir, eu tô te confundindo pra te esclarecer. Tô iluminado pra poder cegar, tô ficando cego pra poder guiar.
Eu tô te explicando pra te confundir. Eu tô te confundindo,
é pra te esclarecer.
Tô iluminado pra poder cegar, eu
tô ficando cego pra poder guiar.
Eu não quero nem saber, perdi a fé. Eu não quero nem saber, perdi. Eu não quero nem saber, perdi a fé. Seja tudo como Deus quiser.
Eu perdi a esperança de ver você sorrindo, brincando, é, vivendo comigo.
Eu perdi a esperança de ver você sorrindo, brincando, vivendo comigo. Vivendo comigo. Você está me entristecendo e tanto. Eu já não sei se eu entreguei a minha prece ao santo. Você está me entristecendo tanto. Eu já não sei se eu entreguei a minha força ao canto.
Meu
Eu não quero nem saber, perdi a fé. Eu não quero nem saber, perdi. Eu não quero nem saber, perdi a fé. Seja tudo como Deus quiser.
Eu perdi a esperança de ver você sorrindo, brincando, vivendo comigo.
Eu perdi a esperança de ver você sorrindo, brincando, vivendo comigo. Vivendo comigo. Você está me entristecendo e tanto. Eu já não sei se eu entreguei a minha força. Você está me entristecendo e tanto. Eu já não sei se eu entreguei a minha prece. Eu não quero nem saber, perdi a fé.
Beleza.
Eu não quero nem saber, perdi. Eu não quero nem saber, perdi a fé. Seja tudo como Deus quiser.
Por quê?
Aqui embaixo tem o tiro, liro, liro. Lá em cima então tem o tiro, liro, não. Aqui embaixo tem o tiro, liro, liro. Lá em cima então tem o tiro, liro, não. E seja tudo como Deus quiser, papai do céu. Aqui embaixo tem o tiro, liro, liro. Lá em cima então. Seja tudo como Deus quiser.
And now we turn to, in this All Radio Obituary episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank, the radio obituary for Joel Chidabi, the American composer, author, and internationally recognized pioneer in the development of interactive music systems. He designed the CEMS, built by Robert Moog in 1967, and was the president of Intelligent Music, one of the several companies that distributed hardware and software for interactive composing. He just passed away at 82. It's the radio obituary for Joel Jadabi right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It's a private practice, but just because it is, I would have sleep and need to die some words of it. And while language, the occurrence of groups, the more, though it's ambiguous, the speech by then. If some two clubs together in touch, but I bet.
And being a choice,
the square but isn't just like the under this question. On the distribution of time, I have a few to work out. Quasi was. She knew. The plugin. Which you know. Is it what you can't think?